No, I think what you're describing, James, and it does make sense. It also sounds a little strange, but you're talking about really a whole new paradigm for learning, whether it's training, whether it's a more traditional higher education degree, and we're not going to think of education as a place to which we go episodically, even over a sustained period of time, but it's just going to be with us all the time. You said learning anywhere, anytime, and I'm struggling to get my head around it, but it's something that it's wonderful to have that concept and over time be reflecting on what that means and how it is affecting traditional higher education, because we've been emphasizing in the last few minutes change on the one hand and what's on at the horizon or even over the horizon. But it is still the case that for many, many, if not the vast majority of students worldwide, they're experiencing education, teaching and learning in a more traditional mode.
And I think this is I don't know, we call it a dream or a vision, Judith, about where we could be. Maybe it's closer than we think. And maybe that's what's challenging me in the work that I do the last couple of years. Because this vision of a completely fluid system where, as you say, you're not linked to particular instances or periods wherein the learning takes place. Maybe we're talking about something that we're not ready for yet. I mean, our systems are definitely not ready for it. But technology is moving at such a pace that I think we need to embrace this new thinking and link to that, and it's something we'll talk about today, is how do you test the veracity of the kind of learning that takes place in this more fluid space? Because quality assurance is very conventional in the way we're doing it, and I think our quality assurance approaches have not kept up with where the world is going, and so we need to embrace this veracity of the learning as well in our engagement with credentials and digital identities.